This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Carlos, you know, I know we constantly are asking you about the bullpen, but another 4 scoreless today. As a manager, just how much confidence do you have in essentially every guy down there right now?
Yeah, a lot of confidence. And this is something that we've been talking about since day one spring training with our guys. You know, your name's going to be called, and your job is to come in and attack the strike zone and get 3 outs, regardless of the game, regardless of, you know, whether we're up big, down big, you know, high leverage. You know, you're going to be in the game for a reason. We want to find your pockets and just trust the stuff. And today, again, you know, whether it was Danny Young, Budo, you know, his ability to give us multiple innings today again, couple innings, because he was pitch efficient after that first inning. And then Stanek coming in and, you know, attacking the zone and making it look easy. It's a combination of a lot of things, but I think I said it before the game, he's contagious. He's like hitting, you know. They're feeling pretty good about themselves. They know that they got each other's back, and that's a good feeling as a unit.
What did you think of Senga tonight?
I thought it was okay. You know, found a way to give us 5 on a night where, you know, second time he's facing this lineup on back-to-back outings. I thought the first walk on the first inning, I think it was, they took a 3-2 split. It looked like the hitter was, you know, basically sitting on it. And he was able to recognize that. And then the very next inning, it was a 3-2 count and went to the fastball and froze the hitter for strike 3. So that's what you call pitching. That's what you call making adjustment. You know, it's still early. I think he could go back out for the 6, but where we at as far as like pitch count and, you know, I thought gave us solid 5 innings there.
Anybody else? Ron?
Since December, how much have you been thinking about games where Lindor gets on and Soho drives in the go-ahead run with him?
I don't know about December, but it looks good, right? You know, because you envision those two doing special things, and we saw it today again, especially when Lindor get things going. What's behind him, whether it's Soto, Pete, Nemo, there's some good hitters there. And it's a good feeling that you know that they're capable of doing a lot of different things, and we saw it today again. You know, Lindor gets on, Soto hits one off the wall, and Lindor is able to score from first base easily. So, yeah, that's good.
And were you involved in the decision moving tomorrow's game time?
Nope, I found out on the scoreboard during the game.
Tim? 3 hits on the night for Lindor. Have you seen any difference in him this homestand versus the handful of games before that?
Using the whole field. When he's going the other way, hitting line drive, that's a good sign. I think yesterday he drove a ball deep to left field. And when he's doing that, that's when you feel like, and you know that he's getting there. He's getting close. And, you know, when he's early like this, conditions like that, if they're going to give him a hit for him to take it, that's going to continue to build his confidence. Not that he needs to, but I think the biggest thing for me is going the other way with ease for him now.
Manny?
Three walks for Vientos today, and then he hit that one screamer to left field. Just, are you seeing him come out of his funk a little bit here?
I think he comes out executing his game plan. He went there with a plan and, you know, executed. Didn't chase, as we saw, with three walks. Got pitches to hit and was able to smoke one that the left fielder made a really good play on it. And that's what you want to see. And, you know, if he continues to do that, he's going to be in a good place.
Abby?
This ballpark tends to play different this time of year versus in the summer when it's hot and the ball kind of flies. Are you anticipating some tough offensive games here early in the season at home?
Yeah, I mean, when you're playing in conditions like this, you never know. You know, but it comes down to pitching and executing and making plays and playing good fundamental baseball and doing the little things right, you know. And we saw last year early on, there's some close games. But, yeah, I think every game is different, but conditions sometimes play their part.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.